All right, so today we're going to deep dive into making your e-commerce website pop visually. And we're looking at this piece by Jim Clannon, How to Make Your E-commerce Website More Visually Appealing. And it's really about extracting the strategies to not just make it look good, but also make it really work for your business. Yeah, and he kind of focuses on these three things: color, visuals, and then usability, which we'll get into.
It's great how he right away ties that into, you know, your business goals. It's not just like, oh, it just needs to be pretty.
Exactly.
It needs to actually work.
Form and function. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about color first. You know, this article highlights that color can actually like influence how people feel when they go to your website. And so it suggests that you think about using color strategically to promote certain products or build trust. And he even mentions like certain feelings like calm, happiness, responsibility. When you think about your website, what are the emotions that you want people to feel when they first hit that page? And are you using colors that actually like bring that out, or?
It's interesting, like, how much we associate colors with certain emotions, you know? Like, you see a lot of health and wellness websites that use a lot of like blues and greens to like give you that sense of like peace or calm or whatever. Whereas, like, you know, maybe a toy store is using bright yellows and oranges to like really give you that sense of like fun and energy. And so it's like thinking about your palette as a deliberate marketing tool almost.
Okay, now when it comes to pictures and graphics, Clannon is really pro using real photographs over stock images. He says it makes your business seem more authentic and that consumers want to buy from real people, not just like generic placeholders. Why do you think that using your own photography gives you such a leg up over competitors who might just be using stock photos?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is the trust factor. You know, I think that people can kind of sniff out when something feels a little inauthentic or fake or, you know. And I think when you're using real photos of your products, of, you know, maybe your team even, or, you know, your workspace or whatever it is, I think it just lends this like human element to it that can really help people connect with you in a way that stock photos can't. So, you know, he mentions in the article like avoiding looking fake, right? And I think that's a big part of it is that people want to buy from real people. And if you look like you're hiding behind, you know, stock imagery, they might be a little suspicious of that.
And he says, think differently. Like, think about ways that you can visually kind of set yourself apart.
Yeah, absolutely. Find what's unique about your business and showcase that in a way that
Or like a
really,
concept makes you stand out.
yeah.
Okay, now let's shift to usability. Because we can all agree that a website can be beautiful. But if it's a pain to use, then what's the point?
I was like, what's the point?
He really encourages you to consider these questions when you go to your own website. How easy is it to find your contact info? Are your customer service options really clear? And is it easy to use across different devices, whether it's a phone, tablet, computer?
Because I mean that brings up that intersection of, you know, visuals and user experience, right? UX. Because you can have the most stunning website in the world, but if it takes forever to load or the navigation is clunky, people are going to leave.
Nobody's going to stick around.
Nobody's going to stick around. So, you know, that emphasis on the contact info, I think, is really important because people want to know that like you're a real business and they can reach you if they need to.
They want to trust you.
And if they can't find that information, you know, they might just give up and go somewhere else. And then, of course, mobile responsiveness is essential now, just given how many people browse on their phones.
So true.
So.
In terms of content, he really advises to be direct and concise.
Yeah.
He even says that too much text can make a business look kind of desperate.
Yeah.
So how do you balance giving people enough information with not overwhelming them with like
Right.
walls and walls of text?
Well, I think it's interesting because there's almost like a psychology to online browsing now where people are so used to kind of scanning and, you know, just getting the information they need quickly. So I think being clear and concise actually conveys confidence in a way because it's like we know what we're about. We're not trying to like oversell you. Here's the information you need, boom, boom, boom. You know, so I think if you have just tons of text, it can almost seem like you're trying too hard to convince people.
Totally, yeah.
So I think really highlighting, you know, the benefits, the features, the pricing, in a scannable way.
Yeah.
You know, using bullet points, clear headings, strong calls to action, that kind of stuff.
Totally.
Yeah, I think that's really the key.
I think it's really important to remember, too, that, you know, Jim Clannon, who wrote this, isn't just like some random guy. He's a co-founder of Double Dome. So
he's in the trenches.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's got, you know, skin in the game when it comes to websites. So I think that his advice carries a lot of weight.
Yeah.
So to kind of sum it all up, making your e-commerce website visually appealing is really a combination of understanding how colors influence people, showcasing your brand's authenticity with real visuals, and ensuring that the user experience is really smooth.
Yeah. And all of that kind of ties back into, you know, this idea of building trust and credibility, which is essential for online sales, right?
Well, absolutely. To trust you.
Yeah.
If they're going to give you their money.
Absolutely. Yeah. So something to think about, you know, even making a small change to your website, like tweaking the main color or swapping out a couple of stock photos for real images.
Yeah.
Think about how that could potentially impact how people see your brand and ultimately buy your products or not.
Yeah. It's really fascinating.
Yeah. It's a really cool thing to think about.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. This is fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.